1968 was the worst year of all, I suppose, of my life as a reporter.
Charles Carroll remembers 20 years of news and more on 74.
I covered Martin Luther King's funeral in Atlanta, a terribly sad event. Thousands of mourners marching on that April day, singing the songs of the movement. You could read the depth of their loss in their faces. I remember Robert Kennedy walking along in the procession in the Martin Luther King funeral on that hot afternoon, carrying his suit jacket over his shoulder. Of course, I had no idea that a couple of months later I'd be covering his funeral.
Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? Is that possible?
I hope we never live to see another year like 1968.
News 74, KCBS, where the news watch has never stopped for 20 years.
1969 was the year of the man's landing on the moon, and there's been no other story in our lifetime as important as that.
Walter Cronkite remembers 20 years of news and more on 74.
A couple hundred years, 1,000 years, 2,000 years from now, that'll be the date of our lifetime that we'll live in history. Everything else, even our world wars, will be an asterisk compared to that.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Try to remember what happened in 1492, other than Columbus's landing in America, and you couldn't remember anything, and yet they thought it pretty important at that time.
It's one small step for man, one
by a 1969, a big year for us. And as usual, KCBS covered the news, bringing this incredible achievement to the people of the Bay Area. And that's the way it is on News 74, KCBS.
News 74, KCBS, where the news watch has never stopped for 20 years.
I remember 1970 and all the stories about increasing political violence around the country. I guess that we never expected that it would be happening right here in the Bay Area.
Dave McElhattan remembers 20 years of news and more on 74.
I was in the newsroom when suddenly we got this bulletin from San Rafael.
They wired up, or tied up, I think three jurors, the judge, the district attorney, and took them as hostages.
When it was all over, the judge had been killed. I remember the description of him with a shotgun and the loop of wire around his neck, holding the muzzle of the gun right at his throat. It seemed incredible that it was happening, but it was, and our reporters were on the way. And that's the story we covered. I remember it vividly. And breaking it first, as I recall, because that was our job, you know, giving people the news as it happened 24 hours a day, and that's something that KCBS still does.
News 74, KCBS. Well, the news watch has never stopped for 20 years.
The 1971 was a great season for Stanford football fans. They hadn't been to the Rose Bowl in 19 years, and now the climax to face Ohio State in Pasadena.
KCBS longtime sportscaster Don Klein remembers 20 years of news and more on 74.
Well, a great day for Stanford football fans facing mighty Ohio State. The Buckeyes were favored in Pasadena, but Jim Plunkett and the great receivers, Randy Bataha, Bob Moore, great defense, Pete Lazaridich and the Thunder Chickens. Woody Hayes and his Buckeyes were just simply outmanned.
Here's the countdown from the Stanford winning section as Stanford lines up with 5 seconds. Listen to this.
And of course, I had the pleasure of covering Stanford sports on KCBS for 25 years. And what a thrill to climax things in 1971 with that Rose Bowl victory.
It is all over. The end of the game with the score, Stanford 27, Ohio State 17.
News 74, KCBS, where the news watch has never stopped for 20 years.
Get the scene, if you will, a high-ranking member of the president's staff inside the White House greeted a man at his door to give him cash money, and the high-ranking member of the president's own staff wore rubber gloves from his wife's kitchen.
CBS anchor Dan Rather remembers 20 years of news and more on 74.
That was all working in the year 1972. Nobody outside that time knew that Spiro Agnew, the vice president of the United States, on the grounds at the White House, every month got a visit from a man in a snap-brim hat from Baltimore who brought $10,000 cash bribe money.
The president did know of the cover-up when you met with him on September 15, 1972.
And as 1972 ended, Spiro Agnew was still taking the $10,000 every month, what later became known as the cover-up, which reached right into the Oval Office, were still going on, but very, very few people knew it.
News 74, KCBS, where the news watch has never stopped for 20 years.
1973 was not the best year for Willie Mays, but as a sports reporter, you cover the good and the bad, and one of the joys is just to have a chance to meet someone like that.
KCBS sports director Hal Ramey remembers 20 years of news and more on 74.
There's one who grew up watching Willie. Statistics don't begin to tell a story. He could do everything. He was by far the most magnificent performer I've ever seen on a baseball field, and there's been absolutely nothing close to him since.
Mays swings, hits a ground ball in the hole to left field. It's a base hit. Mays has it. There's number 3,000.
Being a sports reporter here at KCBS means that you cover all kinds of sports stories. And so when a retirement comes, you just have to accept it and realize that all good things must end too. And certainly Willie's career was more than good. It was great, one of the all-time great careers. And I'm just glad to have been around during a time when I could watch him.
News 74, KCBS, where the news watch has never stopped for 20 years.
The bullet holes are still in the building where Patricia Hearst was kidnapped.
KCBS reporter Jerry Wilcox remembers 20 years of news and more on 74.
In 1974, one of the strangest, most bizarre stories I've ever been involved in as a reporter was certainly the Patty Hearst kidnapping. Shots fired, and then a series of communiques from a group calling itself the Symbionese Liberation Army. We were spellbound, in a sense, by this.
I know what I have to do. Our comrades can die in vain. The two lies about the advisability of surrender have only made me more determined. I renounced my class privilege when Shane and Pujol gave me the name Tanya.
I think I was very proud of the way KCBS responded to the Hearst kidnapping. We were all over it.
News 74, KCBS, where the newswatch has never stopped for 20 years.
We ended up getting as close to the American embassy as we could.
CBS Vietnam War correspondent Ed Bradley remembers 20 years of news and more on 74.
There were just tens of thousands of people in the street trying to get into the American embassy. There were Marines on top of the wall with rifle butts knocking people back down.
The Saigon government surrendered unconditionally to the Viet Cong Wednesday.
I remember being at the top floor of the embassy, and there was a conference room at the end of the hallway, the ambassador's conference room, and it was lit, and there were no lights in the hallway, so it was dark. And I remember that expression we'd heard so much during the war, the light at the end of the tunnel. And I just thought it had come down to that. That was the light at the end of the tunnel. After all we had done, and after all we tried to do and failed to do, to get on a helicopter and leave.
News 74, KCBS, where the newswatch has never stopped for 20 years.
In 1976, we were all caught up with the election at that time. During the summer, there was this tragic story.
KCBS reporter Bob Melrose remembers 20 years of news and more on 74.
But with the children in Chowchilla, innocent children, on their way to school or coming home from school in this bus, it was very difficult not to get emotionally involved in that type of story. No one knew where they were. No one knew what had happened to them.
We handed all the kids up. I handed the kids up to the other boys, and we got out. Just lucky enough, there was a gravel pit right.
Well, thank God they did get out, because they were running out of food and water and air debris. And I remember, we'd spent about 16 hours here covering it, another editor and I, and we'd left the building here and gone to the elevators, and when the elevator doors closed behind us, we both kind of, you know, sighed, and we sort of said almost at the same time, you know, we really did a damn good job on that story.
News 74, KCBS, where the news watch has never stopped for 20 years.
I remember 1977 as the year I had to announce the king was dead. KCBS anchor Al Hart remembers 20 years of news and more on 74.
Elvis Presley was found unconscious at his.
You know, I first saw Elvis back in, what was the early 1950s in Shreveport, Louisiana. He came into the Louisiana Hayride in Shreveport to do a show, which was a rival of the Grand Ole Opry. And a lot of people objected to Elvis at the time. He was new. He was rambunctious. He was kind of wild. The old-time country folks didn't like his music at all, and they thought it was kind of a sacrilege for having him on a real country show.
Elvis Presley, the singer who shaked, rattled, and rolled his way into rock history,
music so drastically, and I must say it brought a tear to my eye when, on KCBS, I had to read that the king was dead.
News 74, KCBS, where the news watch has never stopped for 20 years.
I do remember 1978. I remember it as being singularly the worst day of my life.
KCBS reporter Barbara Taylor remembers 20 years of news and more on 74.
I do remember running up the stairs as fast as I can and kind of heading toward the where I saw people gathered, and that was outside the mayor's office, and probably it was the mayor that had been shot. I remember very vividly Mayor Feinstein coming out with a crowd of people around her, making the announcement in a voice that was just quivering.
As president of the board of supervisors, it's my duty to make this announcement. Both Mayor Moscone and Supervisor Harvey Milk have been shot and killed.
I'll never forget her standing there. I will never forget the crowd around her and the gasp of the crowd.
News 74 KCBS, where the news watch has never stopped for 20 years.
When the exiled Shah of Iran came from Mexico to the United States in the fall of 1979 for medical treatment, it was a humanitarian gesture on America's part, but it infuriated the Iranians.
CBS newsman Charles Osgood remembers 20 years of news and more on 74.
It was right after that the Iranian mob took over the U.S. Embassy in Tehran, you remember, and held the Americans hostage. Ayatollah Khomeini made it clear that he was with the mob, and every day and every night there'd be these huge demonstrations, everybody yelling death to America and death to the Shah, Shahmat, Shahmat. That's the phrase, by the way, that had become checkmate in English in our ancient Persian game of chess, Shahmat, death to the king.
I have welcomed and I appreciate the restraint that has been shown by Americans during this crisis.
All of that is history now, but it was news then, and of course, as each day of the crisis passed, CBS News and KCBS were on the story, bringing the news to the Bay Area.
News 74, KCBS, where the news watch has never stopped for 20 years.
I remember 1980 when nature decided to send us a little love note.
George Harris remembers 20 years of news and more on 74.
Well, at first, not everyone was quite sure exactly what happened at Mount St. Helens, but for sure, everyone knew that whatever happened, it was big.
A little less than an hour ago, we had an eruption that seemed to be...
Well, I remember standing next to a sheriff's car, and over the radio, the dispatcher warned that there was a poisonous gas cloud drifting in our direction. Getting a story, getting the job done, even if sometimes risks are involved. Now, that's part of what we do, and that's part of what we provide at a news station like KCBS, even if it means getting up close and personal with a live volcano.
News 74, KCBS, where the news watch has never stopped for 20 years.
Well, it was 1981, the year of the hostage release. But I guess one thing that sticks out is a little problem we had here at the station.
KCBS newsman Don Mosley remembers 20 years of news and more on 74.
Fairly quiet afternoon, but suddenly we could hear kind of a roar outside, almost like an express train going by, and then the emergency alarm system here in the building went on and said, evacuate the building, evacuate the building. Then we suddenly smelled gas, so there was nothing to do but start leaving.
I found myself walking along with Senator Hayakawa, who's been a guest on KCBS when the emergency developed. On and on we went, 25, 24, 23. Senator Hayakawa smiling at well-wishers along the way, even stopping to shake hands. My God, I thought to myself, the building's blowing up and he's campaigning.
It wasn't easy, but we didn't miss a broadcast minute. So now when people ask how far will we go to cover the news, I say, well, whatever it takes.
News 74, KCBS, where the news watch has never stopped for 20 years.
Well, the 1982 Super Bowl was, of course, the climax to a tremendous season for the 49ers, who crept up on everybody when they weren't looking, and there they were on Super Bowl day.
KCBS longtime sportscaster Don Klein remembers 20 years of news and more on 74.
Well, the 49ers had everything their own way, of course, in the first half, leading 20-0, but back came the Bengals, and man, did they get tough in that third quarter.
Here's Anderson with the ball. He's looking for a pass, throws it. It's caught by Alexander, but he's hit by Buns at the one-yard line. He didn't get in.
So the Bengals had three cracks at it, and it came down to this one final play.
And here are the Bengals now as Ken Anderson is ready from the two-foot line, calling signals on fourth down, has the ball, hands it off. He's met at the goal line. I don't believe he got in. No, I don't believe he's in there. The 49ers have held.
Well, of course, I've had many exciting moments covering sports on KCBS, and the climax had to be that Super Bowl, 49ers beating Cincinnati.
News 74, KCBS, where the news watch has never stopped for 20 years.
I remember the day in 1983 I was aboard the USS Enterprise covering her return home after an eight-month deployment.
KCBS reporter Diane Callis remembers 20 years of news and more on 74.
You know how they always say the last mile is the hardest? In this case, it certainly was. And 1 mile from the berth in Alameda, she got stuck in the mud.
When I got on board about 8:30 this morning, there was a feeling of excitement, and people were playing guitars and radios were blaring. As the hours dragged on and we hung on to that sandbar in the middle of the bay, the mood changed to lots of boredom, people looking disgusted and terribly disappointed.
Usually KCBS reporters are watching an event unfold. In this case, I became a part of the news story. I sure didn't expect to be.
News 74, KCBS, where the news watch has never stopped for 20 years.
'84 was the year the entire world was called on to assess their collective moral conscience with the Ethiopian drought and famine.
KCBS newsman Steve Little remembers 20 years of news and more on 74.
When I got there, it was just beyond even my own imagination. You become very emotional. You see all of these people. You know what their plight is. They're all hungry. They're all dressed in rags.
Telling you that their clothes are rotting off of them and their eyes have infections. And she's telling you that this stuff hurts from the malnutrition and from the pain inside, the dysentery.
1984 coverage of the Ethiopian crisis represented a time of deep personal and professional growth for me. And it was a milestone for KCBS because we began to go abroad for the first time to cover international stories from a local perspective.
News 74, KCBS, where the news watch has never stopped for 20 years.
It was the fall of 1985. Humphrey the Whale swam into the San Francisco Bay. Everybody thought he would turn right around and go back out again, but he fooled us all.
KCBS reporter Diane Callis remembers 20 years of news and more on 74.
For 6 weeks, he frolicked around the waters up there with all kinds of wildlife experts doing everything they possibly could to get him out of there. It was rather interesting up in the Rio Vista area to go to the river, and it was all lined with people with coolers and picnic baskets and blankets and kids.
I thought Humphrey a week ago was going to be dead on the beach somewhere in the Delta, and he's alive and he's southbound. That's it. I'm glad I came out here.
By necessity, KCBS spends a great deal of time reporting on sad and tragic things that happen. It makes it all worthwhile when you can report on something that makes everyone feel good.
News 74, KCBS, where the news watch has never stopped for 20 years.
I'll never forget that day in 1986 when Challenger exploded.
KCBS space expert Buddy Nelson remembers 20 years of news and more on 74.
And really, there hasn't been a day gone by that I haven't thought something about it.
Early on, just after launch, that there was a problem with one of the solid rocket boosters. And sure enough, about 45 seconds in, there was a major explosion.
All of us were taken aback by this horrible explosion. And it was clear early on that there was no hope for the astronauts.
Buddy, my initial reaction as I first got word of this is, my God, the nation's children are watching this.
For me, personally, it was a difficult story to report because I knew a lot of the astronauts. I know a lot of people in the space industry, and we at KCBS just have to move through these kinds of things when they happen, and that's what happened that morning in January of 86.
News 74, KCBS, where the Newswatch has never stopped for 20 years.
Well, 1987 had some big events in the Bay Area, but for me, the thing that'll stick in my mind was the Golden Gate Bridge anniversary.
KCBS anchor Stan Bunger remembers 20 years of news and more on 74.
Mike Sugarman was out there on the bridge. I can recall listening to a radio as I was pressed into that crowd and hearing Mike talking about the fact that the bridge was being squashed by the weight of human beings. Imagine that.
It's really hard to get through, and if you don't like crowds, this is not the place to be right now.
But the day really came to a cap that evening when thousands and thousands of people gathered to watch the fireworks, hear the music, and then those lights were switched on.
For them and for the generations to come, let the Golden Gate Bridge light the way home.
And it was one of those times when I thought as a reporter that we got to say something good about people together, and it seemed like an awfully fine evening to be a Bay Area resident.
News 74, KCBS, where the News Watch has never stopped for 20 years.
For the past 20 days, we've been celebrating the 20th anniversary of KCBS as the Bay Area's news station.
KCBS General Manager Ray Barnett remembers 20 years of news and more on 74.
Like the last two turbulent decades, our voyage through time has taken us from the bitter...
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible?
...to the sweet.
The 49ers have held, and listen to the Niners crowd across the way.
We're again inspired by nature's awesome power.
A little less than an hour ago, we had an eruption.
And by man's undiminished capacity for hope.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
We said goodbye to old friends.
Elvis Presley, the singer who shaked, rattled, and rolled his way to rock history in the 1950s.
And hello to the new.
I thought Humphrey, a week ago, was going to be dead on the beach somewhere in the Delta, and he's alive.
Through it all, we're proud that KCBS has been there, most often breaking the story first. But just as this anniversary means looking back, it also invites a look ahead. As our world changes, so must we, whether it's traffic reports 7 days a week or increasing coverage of your local community. Which leads me to ask for your help. Write and tell me how we're doing, how KCBS can be even more valuable to you every day of the week. Send your postcard or letter to News 74 KCBS, 1 Embarcadero Center, San Francisco, 94111. I'd be most grateful. And so, with this ending, we begin again. As Robert Frost put it, we have promises to keep. To you, for the next 20 years. From all of us at KCBS, thanks for listening.
News 74 KCBS, where the News Watch has never stopped for 20 years and never will.